brothers and sisters. If you want to buy a new computer, everybody will consider a good brand. Why? Because a good brand is durable and they are not easy to break. If you want to buy a car, even a used car, many people will still consider the brand. American-made cars, German cars, or Japanese cars. So there's a word saying that we are living in a world full of brands. So today, as the children of God, Christian is a very important brand. Thank God. Because of God's leadership that we are looking at the relationship between work and brand today. And thanks to Jack Cho, we are attracting a lot of non-Christians to figure out what brand is. So today, we are going to examine what Apostle Paul was talking about in the first Christianity. So what did Paul say? Paul said that we, all of us Christians, whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, do everything for what? For the glory of God. So what does it mean? Simply put, that every aspect of our lives, no matter it's work, even our leisure time, we have to honor our God. So somebody might ask, in practice, can we do it? The answer is yes. Because Christians, we have to live a beautiful testimony. And this is very important. So today, I want to ask you to think the relationship between brand and profession. If you remember what last week's speech was about, last week was about to serve the Lord and their profession. But Pastor Young also mentioned it should be serve the Lord as our profession. To say that serve the Lord should be our priority instead of our profession. Brothers and sisters, we really need to emphasize this point. And we can actually see Apostle Paul is a perfect example for this. We all know that Paul was a tent maker before. Let us look at the picture. So Paul was, what was Paul doing? Paul was making the tent. Tent making was for a living. But Apostle Paul, what his profession was, is actually spreading the gospel. Let me repeat this. Paul's profession was to spread the gospel. Paul's part-time job was to make the tent. So profession versus serve the Lord. This is how it should be. So, and I believe, absolutely, Paul was making some good quality tent. If not, then nobody would have gone to him. Let us look at the Acts, chapter 18, verse 1. Let us read it together. It read, after this, Paul left Athens and went to Chorazin. There he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome, Paul went to visit them. Verse 3, and because they had the same trade, he stayed with them. They worked together because they were tent makers by trade. So what do we see? We saw that there's a couple, Aquila and Priscilla. Their trade, their work, were to making tent as well. Please pay attention to verse 3. It said they, wife and husband, that they were making tents, just like Paul. So that they stayed together. So clearly, we can tell that their daily work was to make tents, so that the money from tent making can afford them for their daily expenses. But, brothers and sisters, but all of this was to spread the gospel. Why? Let's keep reading on verse 4. Verse 4, every Sabbath he would speak in the synagogue, trying to persuade both Jews and the Greeks. But when Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself entirely to the word, as he emphatically assured that Jews, that Jesus is the Messiah. So what do we see? We saw that during normal days, Paul was making the tent. But he did all the tent making so that he could devote himself entirely on the Sabbath day. What does devotion mean? What does devoting mean? That means Paul was eager, Paul was passionate about Jesus. So we understand that everything Paul did was for that he had a chance to devote himself on the Sabbath day, that Jesus is the Messiah. So we can see that serve the Lord versus profession is actually means that serving the Lord is our profession as Christians. So that after we prioritize, realizing the prioritization, we will receive the blessing from the Lord. Many scholars have the similar conclusion that our lives as Christians should be all about honoring the God. And many brothers and sisters agree that our lives, our new lives, are blessed by God. Therefore, we should, of course, live for the Lord. Let me emphasize this even more. If we look at this conclusion from internally, it will be easier to understand. Of course, every one of us needs to work. No matter you're working computer science or restaurant or any other industries, we need to make money to make a living. That makes sense. And we know that a work at least will occupy 8 hours of your time every day, at least. Some work may take even more time, and some of you have children that you need to take care of. So, adding on to other involvement responsibilities, honoring the law, might be a little burdensome for some. However, if we look at our temporary life from the internal perspective, we would be willing to, we would be willing and passionate to do the meaningful things that can last eternally. So if we understand that, we would be willing to invest our time, efforts, to do what Lord wants us to do, because those are very valuable things. We have to understand that this value is what we can bring from this earth to heaven. Please think carefully. On this earth, there were so many things happening on this earth for the past 7 years. What can really be brought from this earth to heaven? It's really what Apostle Paul said. Whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, we have to remember we're doing it for the Lord. And that creates significance and value that we can bring from this earth to heaven, that the God is pleased by that. Let us thank Lord, because Lord, not only does He love us, and He values what flows out of our heart. Whatever we think, whatever we do, Lord, He observes and is pleased. So, no matter what we do, as long as we do it for the Lord, it creates internal and significant meaning. This lesson, once again, is very, very important. At the same time, we have to understand that your current profession, whatever work you do, the Lord is using you. Therefore, we have to be responsible and hardworking at your full-time job. We want to professionally advance ourselves, because everyone or your colleagues in your company, they would know Christians by its hardworking nature, and the brand of Christians would be established that way. On the other hand, if other people know you as a Christian, but they rarely see you going to the Sunday service, maybe you just go to one time every year on Christmas, and oftentimes hear you criticize other people, criticize about your boss or your colleagues, and don't see you have any loving heart to care and help other people, then they would perceive the brand of Christians as very, very negative. And you would tarnish the brand as a Christian. Even worse, it might tarnish the holy name of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, Paul reminds us that, once again, no matter what we do, do it to glorify the God. What does it mean is that no matter what we do, things we do must be to glorify God. On the other hand, if the thing does not glorify God, let's not do it. So this principle helps us discern what to do and what not to do. And let us look at the scripture. Chapter 2, verse 10. We are the image created in God. That the purpose is to do good. So we know that not only do we need our heart, we also need our deeds and work. That we as the sons and daughters of Christ, that we are the work of God. We are His artwork, created in the image of Christ. We are His best, most glorious work, created in the image of Christ. In order to do what? To that we can do good. The brand of Christians is not only for observation, that we have practical purpose, that we're created to do good in this world. So, if we marry what he said in the First Corinthians to what he said here, we would have a clear understanding. Therefore, the brand of Christians has to be established through our daily works every day. Therefore, our behaviors and words will naturally leave an impression for other people that the Christians are different than non-Christians. Friday morning, I'm very busy in the morning. I send daily devotionals. I have different 6 groups. After the routine prayers, I will read Facebook. I saw a young girl. She said, I want to leave this ugly world. What do you think after you read that? You would think that the girl is very pessimistic, that I want to leave this ugly world. It's very pessimistic, maybe even suicidal. But I kept on reading. Another one's response said, don't kid, don't joke. Then I look at the phone. I was thinking, I need to write something as well as comment. I commented, world would not be a more beautiful place if you leave, but the world would be beautiful, might be beautiful if you try to stay and try to improve it. So, praise the Lord. I use the word to encourage the girl that the world would be the same if you left. But, however, if you choose to stay and try to make a possible impact, the world might be better. And more people, if they're like this, have a more positive energy, the world will be a little different. Moreover, we are Christians. We have our meanings and strength in Christ Jesus. So please, Lord, use us so that we can create massive positive energy among this passive, chaotic, dark world, that we can live for the purpose of glorifying God. This is exactly what Apostle Paul was saying to us. I also read a news. There was a nurse, there were a lot of terminally ill patients. And they were very lonely. So when the nurse saw it, she had an epiphany that there are many weddings going around. So she called the wedding managers saying that there were a lot of leftover bouquets of flowers. Could you give it to me? The managers were like, yeah, of course. Because we know there's abundant leftovers of flowers at every wedding. So this nurse went to the weddings, gathered all the leftover flowers, and organized them into bouquets to deliver them to the patients. When the patients saw the flowers, they would see the beautiful flowers, and they would have big smiles. The nurse said herself that all the time and energy she spent on coordinating getting the flowers was worth it. And this nurse heart inspired many others to help him, to help her out. And in where she lived, there were more than 30 volunteers to do the same thing that she did. Let us praise the Lord. The world is very warm and nice place after all. This very loving and caring nurse is a Christian, and she established the brand for Christians. Similarly, Lord wants us to be the light and salt for this world. So if you want, we can start caring for other people, helping other people, and serve other people. And the accumulation of all the things we do as Christians would add on to glorify the God. If you agree, say amen. As you all know, since last year, Brother Jack and I start to do the YouTube channel. And that inspired a lot of attention. A lot of people know that I'm 70s. I'm in my 70s. A lot of people say, why do you want to work yourself at the age of 70? According to Chinese people, you're supposed to retire and enjoy your life. But I tell them, I said, I'm willing. I'm very happy to do this YouTube channel because this can inspire other people and spread the happiness. Let me ask you, who doesn't like happiness? Raise your hand if you don't like happiness. Everybody likes happiness. Everybody likes happiness, especially under the pressure of work and other chaotic things we have to deal with. We all need something to be happy about. And with this YouTube channel, we can bring this to thousands of people to spread the gospel. How meaningful is this work? We all know that spreading the gospel is like planting the seed. Whatever you say, if you don't get to their heart, it doesn't matter. So we have to open their heart. How to open their hearts? Use this YouTube channel, the happy videos from the YouTube channel that we use relatable content. and we use it very naturally, unconsciously, to spread this message. So, praise the Lord. More and more people are watching my videos. And more Christians are following up with their families and friends. Not only do they watch, they will introduce this video to their family and friends. And they follow up with their families and friends. This is not just about laughter. That we use this product, that we use this brand to share with our friends and family. Because this is an unconventional evangelism method that other people, non-Christians, would be willing to watch this. So I ask you all to use this product to start a conversation with your friends and family. So let's pray to the Lord to allow us, to give us the wisdom to know how to use my YouTube channel to connect with more people. And moreover, I started another product for Christians. Later I will share with you. Recently I noticed in China there is a popular culture called flat. It's especially popular among the younger generations. That everybody just want to lie flat. Why? Because they think there is no meaning to work hard. They like the motivation and purpose to work hard. So maybe every year they work a few months, the rest of the month they don't want to work and lie flat at home. And actually, this might stem from the younger generation's hopelessness of the society. They think no matter how hard they work, they cannot afford a house and get a wife in a first-tier city. That inspires this lifeless culture. And if you think about this, Life Flat becomes a brand as well. You know, within a short month, almost 700,000 people attended the event for Life Flat. I'm talking about younger people. Even would have some events. Promote this lifelike culture in public. Many would accept this lifelike culture. How pathetic. Some people might argue that they work hard, so it's occasionally okay for them occasionally lifelike, but they can't be like this all the time. If they're young and always not doing anything, because we exist to be hopeful. We exist to be positive. Because time flies. During the night, everybody needs to lie flat because we need to sleep. The biological clock God gave us, no matter 10 or 11, you would get sleepy. So you have to lie flat and sleep. But when the sun shines, you have to get up, right? It's not even comfortable to stay lying flat. As soon as you wake up, you have to work with a positive attitude. When it's time to rest, let us rest. But when it's time to work, let us work. So, please, Lord, give us strength and wisdom to encourage all the people to get going and to get working. Everybody agrees that our life is short, so we cannot waste our time. We have to get to know Jesus. This is the first priority. Find the value of an eternal life, then to do meaningful things. This is what Apostle Paul was telling us, to do things to glorify the God. So you actually can do a lot of things because Jesus Christ gave us so many talents. If you don't use it, what a shame. And think from another angle. If one day you want to serve the Lord, but there's no chance. You want to serve the Lord, but there's not a chance. Then what a shame would that be? So let us start acting today. Start acting today and grasping every single opportunity to do things to glorify the God. Do you guys remember President Carter? Carter was a good Christian. After he left the White House, between the age of 70 and 90, what did he do? Carter was good at woodworking. Between the age of 70 and 90, those 20 years, him and his wife, he would go around and help the less privileged to build the house. Over 20 years, he would travel around to help build the houses. He used what the Lord gave him to help the less fortunate. And that established the brand of Christians. Once again, impressed other people. At the age of 90, he's 96 this year. He's the longest living president. His wife is still alive too. So praise the Lord. So we as Christians should be positive. And we have Holy Spirit living within us. So I'm making this new series of videos called Being Positive and Working Hard. How did this come about? Actually, it's when I was praying, I was asking my wife, and Mrs. Fong said this name. Work hard. So it's Mrs. Fong giving me this inspiration. So I use this name, working hard. And the meaning of that is to encourage everybody to work hard, especially our Chinese Christians. Sometimes I think, is our Chinese culture, is it a little bit more too reserved because we overthink? And sometimes it's that, and the viewpoint is that the more you do, the more mistakes you make. So let us not do that. If I'm like that, it would be terrible. Then I wouldn't be doing anything. Then everybody, we can go home and what? Lie flat. Can we do that? No. What a shame would that be? we cannot lie flat as Christians. And we're living in a very dark and chaotic world. After a night's rest, let us get up, let us work hard, let us glorify the God, full of positive energy. So what do we see? We see that Apostle Paul said, so Paul was working hard until his old age. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, let us read it together. I have fought the good fight. I have completed the race. I have kept the faith. The victor's crown of righteousness is now waiting for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on the day that he comes, and not only to me, but also to all who eagerly wait for his appearing. You see? This is what Apostle Paul said at his old age, after his fight, so that he can say this stuff. It's flowing out of his heart. He said that I fought the good fight, I have completed the race, and I have kept the faith. Verse 8. He said that the victor's crown of righteousness is now waiting for me. Apostle Paul did not only care about himself, he also cared about other people as well, because he said, but also to all who eagerly wait for his appearing. Apostle Paul did not only care about himself, he cared. He fought his fight, completed his race. He cared about all of us as brothers and sisters as well. If we were just like him, fighting hard, we would receive the victor's crown as well. So, let's pray to the Lord. Add to our strength and our courage. Because, brothers and sisters, one day, every single one of us will come in from the Lord. So I wish when that day comes that you can be happy standing tall just like Paul. You worked hard. Every day you exist with positive energy. That you form the strong bond with brothers and sisters. Enjoy it. Joyful spirit. Serve the Lord. Please remember, all of us, what we do, they are meaningful. They have internal meaning and values that we can let our work live up in Lord's internal nation. So for those of you who are online, if we truly value the brand of, as a Christian, we truly value that brand, we can live out our life in this dark and chaotic world. Once again, today's session is about brand and our profession. Let's honor our God and our profession and live happily to glorify a beautiful, a fragrant life for the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, let us thank you to speak to us through your message. Thank you for loving us all. Thank you for adding on to the wisdom and strength that we desperately need. We pray that you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us every single day. So that not only do we hear, but we act upon those words. Help grow our Holy Spirit to a beautiful tree. To be more like Lord. And we would attribute all the glory to you, Lord. And our prayers are in your glorious, victorious name. Amen. Let us pray for today's offering. Dear Heavenly Father, let us thank you again for choosing us to be your children. that we know we belong to you. Thank you for giving us eternal life. To give us the brothers and sisters who love each other and love our families. We know you select us to honor your heavenly home. That we can work to honor and be prepared for your coming again. We are offering with thankful hearts today, and please accept, Lord. And pray that we know that us offering ourselves is pleasing to you, Lord. In your holy, glorious name, amen. One more additional announcement I'd like to make is that the youth group today will be gathering at room 36, which is the room next to the ping pong room. Please all stand up to receive the blessing from the Lord. Amen.